Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Well, just 34 homes in Donegal have been fixed through the state's defective blocks redress scheme over the past 3 years. New figures released to this programme reveal how less than 3% of applicants have successfully repaired their house. A €3 billion enhanced scheme unveiled by the Housing Minister Dara O'Brien 18 months ago is yet to open to homeowners. Barry Lenehan has covered this story extensively. He's back with me now. And you've been back to Donegal, Barry, recently as well.
That's it, Cormac. Indeed, it was this time 2 years ago, significant protests started in Donegal over the government's compensation scheme for houses crumbling away due to mica, and these culminated with two large-scale demonstrations in Dublin, as many homeowners, they were left facing six-figure bills to rebuild their house even after state support. And amid mounting political pressure and with the problem extending to more and more counties, Housing Minister Dara O'Brien, he announced an enhanced redress scheme in November 2021. This, he said, would give families 100% redress. At an estimated €3 billion, it was billed as the largest redress scheme in the history of the state. But 18 months on, it's still not operational. It's yet to open for a single application.
So what's happening, Barry, in Donegal now?
As the enhanced scheme not up and running, Cormac, homeowners must still apply through the old scheme, a scheme, remember, the government has long acknowledged is no longer fit for purpose. So families in the affected counties, they're essentially stuck where they were 2 years ago. And according to figures supplied by Donegal County Council to this programme, just 34 mica houses in Donegal have been fixed through the state's redress scheme in the last 3 years. As of Friday, 1,247 households have sought access to the scheme, meaning less than 3% of applicants have successfully navigated the programme to date. And with a conservatively estimated 5,000 homes affected by bad blocks in Donegal, if this rate of progress continues, i.e. 34 homes in 3 years, it would take at least 454 years to repair all affected properties in Donegal.
My God, so 34 homes out of 1,247 applicants so far now. Why is progress so slow?
Partly due to growing evidence, as reported extensively in this programme, that a different mineral, pyrrhotite and not mica, is the cause of homes crumbling in Donegal. Now, homes affected by pyrrhotite, they aren't eligible for a grant, and a review is underway to determine whether they should, but this won't be completed until next year. And Donegal has reportedly been reluctant to process applications until this review is complete. So all in all, progress slow, the government's enhanced scheme not up and running. And among those waiting to demolish their home are first Mary Lafferty in Figgart and Sharon O'Connor in Malinhead.
My youngest child is a wheelchair user, so the stress that everybody witnesses or experiences is, I suppose, exaggerated for us from the point of view that there just will not be available accommodation for us in Inishowen.
The house is deteriorating, and that has specific challenges as well with your son.
As my son has got older, we would have typically been looking at maybe putting in a wet room, adding handrails, those type of things. Impossible in the house. You can't widen doors, you can't do anything because it is basically a house of sand, and if you touch anything, the whole thing could collapse.
Seven in our family and six has the mica problem. My brother's in the home house and my parents built a new house. They built long after us and their house is worse than ours.
Your mother is even afraid to put a loaf of bread in the press. Why is that?
Well, because the cracks of that are that wide that they did have mice coming in. She couldn't keep them out. They try to seal up the cracks, but then they would keep widening and widening. It's like our own house now. I just see that the kitchen's actually pulled from our tiles, and that's only recently. Every single month there's a bigger defect. There's nobody sleeps upstairs our house because the roof is lifted from the actual wall.
Housing Minister Dara O'Brien announced an enhanced scheme, the biggest redress scheme in the history of the state, in November 2021.
I thought it would have been operational, but to be honest, when I watched the Doyle debates last summer, it was very clear to me that what we were getting was very much a PR campaign. It's really not an enhanced scheme. Plus, It hasn't been in place yet.
It's here this time 2 years ago when the protests started, febrile atmosphere on the ground, but I detect maybe a weariness around here at the moment. Is that a fair assessment?
I think people are very disillusioned and slightly disheartened because we've been promised so much and nothing has been there. And it is absolutely crazy. I think people just want to give the government maybe a chance to do the right thing.
People's mental health is getting worse. I was talking to a fella today, actually just before I came in here, and he was telling me that a neighbour of his had to take his wife to work with him because he was afraid of what would happen if he left her alone, because she can't take it anymore. And they have two children. For example, my father, 75, his mental health is so bad because he never stops talking about his defective home. No matter where he goes, no matter who he meets, and that's all in his mind, is that he is never going to be around to see this done, and that's not right. Everybody's life's on hold. It's just taking its toll, and it's worse because I can see it in people. People's just really, really down about the whole thing because it's supposed to be fixed. We're still sitting, still waiting, and there's no word.
Mary Lafferty and Sharon O'Connor. And one of the first people I met when covering this story initially 2 years ago was Mary O'Regan in Manor Cunningham. In 2016, she was diagnosed with cancer and then discovered her home had bad blocks. After 2 years waiting for an answer from Donegal County Council, she was last week told her house must be demolished, and the 72-year-old has diverted her burial fund towards making up the difference between what she receives from government and the ultimate actual cost of rebuilding her home. But Mary's health has deteriorated since we first met.
I had a very bad accident. Last year, I was quite ill. What I did, I blacked out on the stairs at 12 o'clock. We're on 12 o'clock on Stevens's night in 21. I had no medical problem. I mean, I'm 72. I'm not on anything for blood pressure or cholesterol. I have a sort of a permanent brain damage, and it's where it affects my emotions. It affects socializing. I have no sense of taste or smell. I went into that hospital with a fractured skull, a bleed in my brain, fractured coccyx. And at this stage, I have no, as I say, no taste or smell, and it's not going to come back.
The stress and anxiety of the last 2 years that you feel is at the root cause of all problems.
They still can't say why it happened to me. And they can't say whether it was a stroke, because the part of the brain that would tell that is too badly damaged. And I totally blame it on it. I mean, it's like pressure. We all have pressure, you know, stresses in life. But this is here all the time. It doesn't go away. For me, like, nobody has time to waste in their life. But at 72, you sure don't have time to waste. I have a gable end, and that's very bad. And there was workmen out there recently, and one of them said to me, "Mrs., do you realise that wall's about to collapse?" I said, "Yes, what can I do about it?" You know, we had very bad storms up here in the winter. And when I went around after one of the storms, the whole grass was covered in rendering from the chimney.
Yeah, your chimney was pretty precarious the last time I saw it, Mary. How is it now?
Chronic now. I mean, this rendering all came off it, and now it has loosened so much more. So the next storm, it'll be down to bricks. Donegal is known as the Forgotten County, but they're treating us like lower form of life now. Are they waiting for a human catastrophe? Because they will get it, unless they get up and get this thing going.
And that is Mary O'Regan, whom you spoke with a little bit earlier on, Barry. What about those who've successfully navigated the programme? 34 of them, you say. Well, what did they tell you?
Yeah, and builders currently on site at 33 houses in Donegal at the moment. And one of those is the home of Paula Doherty in Buncrana. She recently demolished her semi-detached mica-riddled house 20 months after initially applying to the scheme. However, beside the big gap where Paula's house used to be, another mica-riddled house is still standing. It's not eligible yet for repair as it's a rental property, but it will be under the government's new scheme if and when that comes into effect. And for Paula and her builder, Derek Doherty, it was tough to demolish a semi-detached property.
It isn't straightforward to do one half of a semi-detached house when both houses initially were built together with, you know, the same materials. So it would only make sense that both were done together from an efficiency and financial point of view. You know, the government are all for saving money. That hasn't happened here.
And the picture of your home after it was demolished was on the front of the local paper.
Yeah, it was either considered an April Fool's joke or it was photoshopped. That was what most people thought. It wasn't. I suppose it was shocking to see at that stage what was left.
The task here to demolish and build back up a semi-detached house, it's said to have been painstaking, has it?
It was all done manual labour, where you couldn't really take on machines because of the state of the house next door. Well, I had to cut everything away from the existing house, so it was saw cuts, and then it was took down behind with Kangos. Then we also had to cut the roof and make sure that roof was covered and sealed, so it's a fully sealed house where everything was a lot slower. It's twice the effort. It's definitely not going to be any way of saving anything. It's going to cost a lot more money to the government.
By hand taking blocks away?
It had to be taken away by hand. Can't get on with a machine because you're afraid of vibration on the subfloor vibrating the house next door, so it come down by hand. 40 or 50 years ago way of working, but that's what we're dealing with the smart people in charge. So I don't think I'll take on another one of these now. Anybody involved in the construction industry would come on to site and look at this, it's lunacy. As somebody says to me, it's like a smile with no teeth. You just don't do these kind of things.
Overall, it has taken so long to get to this point as well.
The enhanced was to come in at the end of April. That still hasn't happened. We're no further ahead. We're only been given the 60%. So we all need the 100% up here. We're hard working, tax paying people. We just want to get our homes fixed and get on with our lives. We're waiting and we are waiting. Just doesn't seem to be getting anywhere, really.
We're sitting here in the shell of the new house. It's built up around halfway at the moment.
To be at this stage now is the better side of it. It's an expensive side to be at. I'm paying a mortgage here now today on a site. It isn't worth anything equity wise at the minute, so that's frustrating.
Paula Doherty there speaking to me in Buncrana, and Lisa Hone of the Mica Action Group. She's appealing for urgent action.
The reality today is that homeowners do not have any other options than they had 2 years ago. The government has promised an enhanced scheme. They have not delivered on it. And the reality is that even when that enhanced scheme lands, there's going to be serious issues around finances, cash flow, those in vulnerable situations, emergency accommodation. There's a whole plethora of issues. We've submitted many amendments and submissions with regard to trying to resolve these. Some at zero cost option, and we have been met in general with a very cloth-eared government.
What of the people maybe listening in a completely different corner of the country who are weary of listening of this issue in Donegal? What would you say to them this evening?
I would just say to them, this issue is far from resolved. We are no further on in terms of our options. I would just ask people to be mindful. This could literally arrive at your door tomorrow. We reckon that this issue is affecting 13, 14 counties at least. We have information from construction professionals who are reporting back to us. Do not dismiss this. Do not think this is not relevant to you. And also, it's relevant in terms of the governance and the regulation of the construction industry, the production of concrete products. To date, we still do not have the confidence in the products that are coming out of the quarries. It seems to be more by look than design, whether you get a concrete block that is fit for purpose as opposed to one that is defective.
That's Lisa Hone of the Mica Action Group appealing for urgent action there. So what's the Department of Housing saying here, Barry?
It says Minister Dara O'Brien hopes to sign off on the regulations to give effect to the new scheme by the 31st of May. The Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, has told the Dáil how he wants to see hundreds of homes rebuilt by this time next year.
OK, we'll see what happens. Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed for that.